我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父上帝啊，谢谢你给我们你的话语，你的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，是我们生命的粮食。求你教导我们，让我们无论今天讲的还是听的都能够明白。以上的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。我再把第五节第六节啊，路加福音24章的第五节第六节读过一遍啊。妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地，那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
Luke 24 verses 5 and 6. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. The two men said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen.
这个是圣经中对耶稣复活的描述之一。
This is one of the Bible's description of Jesus' resurrection.
我们就看到在星期天的早上啊，在埋葬耶稣的地方就发生了这样真实的事情。
On this Sunday morning, something really, really real happened at the tomb where Jesus had been buried.
妇女们呢就来看埋葬的耶稣。可是坟墓是空的，有天使报告说他不在这里，已经复活了。
The woman came to see his body, but the tomb was empty. Angels proclaim, He is not here, he has risen.
然后呢，妇女也就看见了复活的耶稣。
Then the woman encountered the risen Jesus themselves.
那信耶稣到底是信什么呢？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
就是信他是神的儿子，信他为我们的罪而死，然后他从死里复活。
It means believing that he is the Son of God, that he died for our sin, and that he rose again from the dead.
如果不能信复活呢，就还是没有信到核心上。
If we do not believe in the resurrection, we have not yet grasped the core of faith.
信耶稣不是信一个宗教，而是跟真的生命的源头相连接。
Believing in Jesus is not merely believing in a religion; it is encountering and becoming connected to the one true God.
谁是真神呢
？Who is the true God？
人类最大的敌人是什么呢？人类最大的敌人就是死亡。谁能战胜死亡，谁就是真神。
Humanity's greatest enemy is death.Whoever can conquer death is the true God.
耶稣从死里复活了，他战胜了死亡，证明他就是真神，是生命的源头。
Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered death, proving that he is the true God and the source of life.
世界上有很多宗教，他们的创始人在哪里呢？他们都死了，被埋葬了。
There are many religions in the world, but Their founders have all died and have been buried.
比如说伊斯兰教的创始人是穆罕默德。
Islam was founded by Muhammad.
他现在就埋葬在沙特阿拉伯的先知清真寺里面，就是那个绿颜色的那个球顶啊，那是原来他跟妻子的住的房间，后来他就安葬在那个地方。
He is buried in the Al-Majdi al-Nabawi in Saudi Arabia, under the Green Dome, which was originally his home and later became his burial place.
再比如佛教啊，它的创始人是释迦牟尼。
Buddhism was founded by Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha.
他死了以后呢，是被火化。当时呢就有八个王啊来要他的遗骨，然后就被分给了他们。现在呢他的遗骨就存在这不同的啊多处的佛塔当中。
After his death, he was cremated. Eight kings came to request his relics, which were divided among them and are now housed in various stupas around the world.
这是耶稣的空坟墓。 是空的。
And here's the tomb of Jesus, empty.
他在十字架上被钉死了，被埋葬了，按着圣经所预言的，第三日复活了。
He was crucified and buried, but as Scripture foretold, he rose from the dead on the third day.
只有他战胜了死亡，所以耶稣呢，就是唯一的真神。所有跟从耶稣的都战胜了死亡。
Only he conquered death. Therefore, Jesus is the only true God, and everyone who follows him overcomes death.
耶稣复活有什么证据呢？
What are the evidence of Jesus' resurrection?
这空坟墓就是第一个证据。
The empty tomb, the tomb was truly empty.
第二个证据呢，就是耶稣复活以后，他给门徒显现。
The post-resurrection appearances, Jesus appeared.
耶稣复活以后，在地上显现了四十天。圣经中的记载有超过十次以上，最多一次是向五百人显现。
Jesus appeared on earth for 40 days after his resurrection. The Bible records more than 10 appearances, including one to over 500 people at once.
第三个证据呢，就是我们现在的圣经啊。
And the Bible.
当时许多看见了复活以后耶稣的人，在写圣经的时候呢，他们都还活着。
Many people who witnessed the resurrected Jesus were still alive when the New Testament was written. The Bible exists to bear witness to the resurrected Christ.
所以现在圣经存在啊，就是为复活的耶稣做见证的。
The Bible is to witness.Jesus' resurrection.
那第四个证据呢，就是使徒们的殉道。
And the disciples' martyrdom.
耶稣的门徒们呢，在他死了以后都很害怕，就躲起来了。但是等到他们亲眼看见了复活以后的耶稣以后呢，他们就改变了，到处去宣扬说耶稣从死里复活了。
After Jesus' death, the disciples were terrified and hid.But after seeing the risen Jesus, they were transformed and boldly proclaimed his resurrection.
十二个门徒当中，除了那个叛徒犹大，他是自杀而死的。然后写启示录的约翰是到了老年以后，写完了启示录以后才死的。那其他的十个门徒呢，都是为了传扬耶稣从死里复活了而殉道的。
Of the 12, Judas...took his own life, John lived to old age, and wrote Revelation. And the remaining 10 were all martyred by proclaiming that Jesus had risen.
第五个呢，就是我们基督徒生命的改变。
And fifthly, change lives of believers.
我们每一个信主的人呢，在信的时候，都是我们邀请耶稣进到我们的心里。他进来以后，让我们的生命发生了改变。
Every one of us who believes in Jesus has invited him into our hearts. When he comes in, our lives are changed.
证明呢，耶稣是活的，他有改变生命的大能。
This shows Jesus is alive and has the power to transform lives.
那今天的洗礼呢，就是见证复活的耶稣，他有改变生命的大能。
Today's baptisms are a testimony of the power of the risen Jesus to change lives.
耶稣怎么改变我们呢？
How does Jesus change us?
首先你就要听说过他。今天有很多新朋友在我们当中哈。过去如果你没有听过耶稣的话，今天你就听到了。你听到了他，你今天就是跟他相遇，跟真神相遇了，很好啊。
First, we must hear about him. Today, many new friends are with us. Perhaps you have never heard of Jesus before. But today, you have. You have encountered the true God. That is a beautiful thing.
如果你听都没有听过，那你怎么能相信呢？
But if you have never heard him, how would you believe?
可是单单听了相遇了，跟他碰到了，相遇了还不够啊，还要信他才能够跟真神有关系。
Hearing and encountering aren't enough. We must believe in him to be connected to the true God.
真神呢，只有一位，就好像我们每一个人呢，只有一位亲生的父亲那样。
There is only one true God, just as each of us has only one biological father.
世界上的男人呢，千千万万，但是呢，你只会管唯一的一个生你的那个男人叫爸爸。
Among billions of men in the world, only one is your father.
另外一个男人，无论他跟你父亲长得多么像，你都叫不出口啊，都不会管他叫爸爸。
Doesn't matter how the other man resembles to your father or you, but you won't call him your dad.
因为只有父亲才跟你有生命的连接。
Only one father is the source of your life.
我们相信耶稣也是这样啊，耶稣是真神，他是生命的源头。我们信他，我们跟这个生命源头连接上了，就有了永恒的生命，我们也才叫得出来。
We believe in Jesus because he is the true God and the source of our life. When we believe in him, we connect to that source and receive eternal life.
人生最宝贵的是什么呢？就是能够跟永恒的生命相连接，不至于永远的灭亡。
What is life's greatest treasure? To be connected to eternal life and not perish forever.
相信耶稣就是跟永恒的生命相连接了。
Believing in Jesus is being connected to eternal life.
当必死的人跟永远的生命相连接以后，一定会发生改变呢。
When a mortal person is united with the immortal, their life is transformed.
那这种改变呢，就是见证新的生命已经进去了，而且在这个人的里面活着，所以这个人他就得救了。
That transformation is evidence of new life entering in the living within them. That person is saved.
受洗就是生命改变的见证。
Baptism is the testimony of this life transformation.
我再来读这个罗马书六章三到五节。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Romans 6 verses 3-5. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order thatJust as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
耶稣是怎样改变我们的呢？首先我们要听说他，然后就是要信他。
How does Jesus change us?First, we must hear about him, then we must believe.
信他就是打开心门，邀请耶稣进到我们里面。
To believe is to open the door of our hearts and invite Jesus in.
复活的耶稣啊，他进到我们里面以后，我们就会发生改变。
Once the risen Jesus comes in, our lives begin to change.
他怎么改变我们呢？就是当我们听了他的话以后，又愿意顺服去做的话，他就改变我们了。
How? When we hear his words and choose to obey him, he transforms us.
受洗呢，就是耶稣的命令。他要求所有相信他的人都要受洗。
Baptism is one of Jesus' commands. He commands everyone who believes in him to be baptized.
所以呢，当我们顺服他的时候呢，耶稣的生命就在我们里面就活起来了。
When we obey, his life begins to live within us.
洗礼的水啊，不能够把人的罪给洗干净，只有耶稣的血才能把人的罪给洗干净。
The water of baptism cannot wash away sin. Only the blood of Jesus can do that.
洗礼是表明我们跟主两个联合了。
Baptism is a declaration that we are united with Christ.
耶稣死啊，我们也死啊。耶稣埋呢，我们一同埋。耶稣复活呢，我们就跟他一起复活了。
When he died, we died with him. When he was buried, we were buried with him. And when he rose, we rose with him.
记住啊，这是联合啊，是联合，联合在一起了。
We're united together.
在2011年10月呢，在美国有一对老夫妇，丈夫是90岁，妻子是丈夫是94岁，妻子是90岁。他们遇到了车祸，就被送到了医院里。
In October 2011, an elderly couple in the U.S. had a car accident. The husband was 94, and the wife was 90.
下午3点的时候呢，丈夫就去世了，呼吸就停止了，脸色变得灰白。
He was pronounced dead at 3 p.m. He stopped breathing and his face turned pale.
家人们就围在他的旁边，那哎，看到呢，那个监控他心脏的仪器呢，还在显示他有心跳，而且还发出嘟嘟的心跳，心脏跳动的声音。
But the heart monitor kept beeping, showing a heartbeat. The family asked.
他们问护士，哦，怎么会有这样的事情呢？
They asked the nurse, how is this possible?
护士来检查，哦，来检查，一看呢，原来呢，妻子的手还拉着丈夫的手，仪器上测到的那个心跳，啊，是妻子的心跳。
The nurse discovered that the wife was still holding her husband's hand. The heartbeat belonged to her.
这是联合，联合啊！我们看到受洗呢，是我们与基督联合了。过去那个老我死了，我的脾气、我的习惯、我的爱好都死了。现在我是一个新造的人。耶稣说什么我就做什么，那个跳动的那个生命啊，是基督的生命，他在我们里面活着。
That's what baptism is, being united with Christ. Our old selves are dead. Our temper, our habits, our preferences, all gone. Now we are new creations. Whatever Jesus says we do, thenHis heartbeat becomes our heartbeat.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父上帝啊，谢谢你，让你的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，按着圣经所预言的，他在第三日从死里复活了。神啊，感谢你给我们有了这样永恒的盼望，我们愿意跟复活的耶稣紧紧的相连。神啊，帮助我们，让我们的老我快快的死掉，好让基督的生命在我们里面活泼的活着。帮助我们今天受洗的五位弟兄姐妹，让他们的新生命能够健康的成长。我们以上的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。那接下来呢，我们就是洗礼哦。洗礼的顺序呢，是沈继宏弟兄，吴楚辉弟兄。